Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buc Nation? Welcome to a special bonus episode, instant analysis, stemming from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 23-16 win over the Houston Texans in week three, the final preseason game of the 2021 NFL season. I'm your host, David Harrison, on Twitter at dharrison82. My co-host, James Jarko, off for this episode on Twitter at jarko_bucks, the show at Locked On Bucks, and we're doing this thanks to our friends over at betonline.ag. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season, and betonline.ag is your number one spot for all your pro and college football action this season. Get all your updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 mega NFL contest, the world's largest $200,000 NFL Survivor contest, both now open at betonline.ag. Head over there and receive your 100% welcome bonus using the promo code LOCKEDON. Be sure you take advantage of their opening day super promo where you make a bet on Thursday, September 9th, the season opener between the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Dallas Cowboys. If you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers when you sign up and use the promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait. Take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. We're going to go over a quick game recap, guys. A little bit of offensive analysis, a little bit of defensive analysis. We're going to talk about who made money, who lost money. Not a full episode. We're looking at probably 10 to 15 minutes somewhere in there. Just a quick hitter to kind of talk about what happened in the immediate aftermath. James and I will be back Monday with a deeper dive into the action. And then, of course, on Tuesday, we'll be dropping our 53-man roster predictions, which will be 100% correct because that's how good we are. Of course, that's not going to happen. But let's get right into the game recap. Of course, the starters starting this game, and listen, that wasn't the case for everybody. The Washington football team benching all of their starters, announcing that about an hour before that game. But here at Tampa Bay and Houston, they do play their starters. Tom Brady and company play a little bit over a quarter, 11 for 14. Tom Brady ends up 154 yards with a touchdown, 136.3 quarterback rating. Of course, didn't kick off very smoothly, right? If you go back to last week, one of the things that I wanted to see from the starters in this final preseason game was a quicker start than we're used to. We go back to last season, we had a lot of three and outs to begin games. And in this one, you have a three and out also to begin the game. But then Tom Brady goes off. He rips off 10 straight completions, ends up with a touchdown pass, hits Chris Godwin for three explosive plays. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers had three explosive plays the entire first half, all of them Tom Brady to CG14, I guess, right now is what we call him. Ronald Jones, four carries, 27 yards, looking pretty good, 13 yards, his longest run of the day. And, of course, he had a rushing touchdown, so looking good there. For the starters, Lavonte David, no surprise, they're leading the way for the starters with eight combined tackles in this game. And then we get deeper into the second quarter. Blaine Gabbert and company, they come on the field. The starters come off the field right after kind of the very beginning of the second quarter, finish that series there, end up with that score, that 13-yard touchdown run from Ronald Jones, go up 13-0 over the Houston Texans, and that was it. For the starters, the very next possession, we see Blaine Gabbert come in. And, of course, he, you know, has kind of an up-and-down night, but you have the safety there on the botched snap there between him and Robert Hainsey. And, listen, Robert Hainsey playing in his first NFL action, his first preseason game. He's playing center, not his necessarily organic position, you know what I mean? He's been doing a lot of good things, but you can kind of give him a little bit of a pass there. But that ends up to the Houston Texans' first points getting on the board with 2 points there. The second unit, of course, does get going a little bit by the end of everything. Blaine Gabbert finishes his evening 4 for 10, 26 yards, an interception. Of course, taking that safety, but they do end up getting a field goal range and they put up points there to extend the lead to 16-2 heading into the half. Then coming out in the third quarter is when we see Kyle Trask get on the field. Keyshawn Vaughn becomes kind of the number one running back there for those guys. And Keyshawn Vaughn, a very, very rough day to end his preseason. Really, the most action he's going to get all year, most likely barring injuries, which, you know, it would take a couple injuries, really. 15 carries total, 29 yards, a fumble. You could call it two fumbles. I know that James kind of attributes that other fumble that I think got credited Kyle Trask to Keyshawn Vaughn. So just not a good day overall for Keyshawn Vaughn. But Kyle Trask bouncing back, you know, the Houston Texans, they get the ball back. They score a touchdown. They kind of bring the game closer. But then Kyle Trask goes 4-for-4 on the very next possession. A couple of explosive plays, hits the end zone, and he ends his final preseason game 12-for-14, 146 yards, 133.9 quarterback rating with that touchdown. No interceptions, two fumbles again. Like I said, credited to him, at least as of now, according to the NFL stat tracking service. Whether or not you agree completely with that, that's kind of just the way it's going to go. But I think Kyle Trask showed a lot of good things, you know, at certain points during the preseason, but especially on that drive there, specifically he and Jalen Darden. And speaking of Jalen Darden, not doing a whole lot to really kind of clinch, you know, that return job necessarily. So we'll have to see what the coaching staff decides to do. Did have a return on a punt that James thoroughly enjoyed. Looking at other competitions that we talked about, KJ Britt, we talked about the linebacker position competition. Doesn't really seem like it was that big of a competition. Bruce Arians going on record mentioning that KJ Britt had kind of separated himself. KJ did finish the game second on the team with 7 combined tackles. D. Delaney, third on the team with 6 combined tackles. And, oh, by the way, 2 interceptions. Definitely, definitely giving the coach staff reasons to keep him on the field. You also look at Herb Miller, who's in the midst of that defensive back competition. He ends up with an interception as well. He also gets 2 tackles. Joe Tryon Shoinka. James sent me a note before he went to bed because he's got to work Sunday morning, which is why I'm here in the late hours Saturday evening recording while he is hopefully getting some rest so that he can drive tomorrow safely and get to work. He sent me a note simply saying, Joe Tryon Shoinka, really good at football. That's basically what the note said, and I think that everybody would agree. Number 9, the first round draft pick this year, definitely doing some good things. And definitely excited to see how they kind of get him into that rotation and get his skill set utilized here for the 2021 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Again, Dee Delaney, 2 interceptions. Herb Miller, 1 interception. We'll see how that plays in to the whole thing. Javon Hagan also out there today. No interceptions from him, but he did come up with 4 combined tackles. So doing some good things out there. Khalil Davis had a recovered fumble, again, getting a little bit more playing time because of Ndamukong Suh hitting the COVID-19 reserve list. If you didn't hear about that before the game or even during the game, head over to BucksNation.com. I wrote up the report for BucksNation.com over there so you can read all about it there, and I'm sure that James and I will probably talk about that a little bit more on our Monday episode. But sticking with the game here, that's kind of the game recap for it. Again, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers end up winning 23-16. In their final game. On the Houston side, just for general purpose, Davis Mills, a guy that a lot of people were excited about. I know there were quite a few people who kind of mocked him to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at one point. 10-for-27, 106 yards, 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 34.4 overall quarterback rating. So not the greatest performance for the young rookie there. Tyrod Taylor, the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans, 6-for-9, 31 yards, 72 QBR. So again, the defense doing really pretty well for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 23-16, not really indicative of how the game looked on as you watched it, but it, you know, that's the final score. Mark Ingram, former New Orleans Saint, 11 carries, 44 yards, but it was Scotty Phillips, running back for the Houston Texans, second or third year in the NFL out of Mississippi for the Houston Texans there, who really kind of made his mark. 8 carries, 73 yards with a long of 34. David Johnson had an explosive play, 21 yards. If you're a fan of Bruce Arians going back to his Arizona days, you're going to be happy about that as well. But now moving into a little bit, guys, offensive analysis. I mean, it was good to see the Buccaneers starters come in. You don't want to see them have that 3-and-out. You want to see them come out there, put a drive together, at least get a couple first downs, even if you don't get points, or at least get a field goal, try to get a touchdown. But again, coming out afterwards, one of the Houston Texans defenders on the telecast was actually quoted as saying, you know, Tom Brady came out and did Tom Brady things, really kind of speaking about how good of an experience it was for the Houston Texans defense to face this Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense, them looking at it basically as a learning experience and a way to make them better. So that's where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are now here in 2021, something that you guys can certainly enjoy being said about your team. On the defensive side of the ball, again, it was good to see the starters come in, really keep the Houston Texans offense from being able to do anything, keeping them off the scoreboard, all those things. It took a safety and kind of a fluke safety at that for them to get any points on the board. And obviously the starters were off the field by the time that happened. But then you also look at the young guys. You look at Tryon Shoinka. You look at Herb Miller. You look at Dee Delaney. You really like seeing all that stuff coming from that side of the ball on the defense. It kind of shows you that depth. So if they do lose a player here or there, you see Nacho stepping up in place of Ndamukong Suh. Patrick O'Connor also getting a few more reps because of that too, I'm sure. Stuff like that. So those are the things that you like to see from this team as you get into the season, because it shows you kind of that talent and that depth. Now we get on to the final phase of this episode here, guys. Again, a quick instant analysis episode of the Locked On Bucks podcast. We're going to talk about who made money. We're going to talk about who lost money. And yes, we've talked about both these players already, but a little bit more detail. Dee Delaney absolutely had to have made money in this episode, or in this game. I'm not saying he's necessarily going to be a shoe-in for the final roster. James and I, again, like I said, on Tuesday's episode, we will drop our predictions. We'll see if that he did enough to get a nod, at least from us. Not that it really matters in the eyes of Coach Arians and the decision makers there. But two interceptions, I mean, that's hard. That's really, really hard to ignore. So definitely Dee Delaney making some money. If he doesn't make this active roster, you're at least looking at, you know, someone's going to want to put him on the practice squad. Somebody might pick him up. Maybe the Buccaneers flip him and trade him for a sixth or seventh round draft pick. We kind of see that happen every year around this time in the preseason. And then losing money, I'm going to go Keyshawn Vaughn, guys. I know, like you said, as of right now anyway, according to the NFL stat tracking service, Kyle Trask, you know, credited for two fumbles, whereas, you know, Keyshawn Vaughn, in theory, could be, you know, held accountable for two fumbles. Instead, he's just accounted for the one. But you look at that, you look at the lack of running efficiency, 15 carries, 29 yards. It's less than 2 yards per carry. And his longest carry was 7 yards. So really, 14 carries, 22 yards after that 7-yard run. That's just not what you want to see out of Keyshawn. We've seen potential. We've seen flashes. You know what I mean? You want to see more of that kind of stuff. You don't want to see what we saw in this game necessarily. So in our eyes, Keyshawn Vaughn lost a little bit of money. I mean, I don't know how much he could have made. I don't think he, you know, there's no chance he's going to unseat Giovanni Bernard for that third running back spot or anything like that. He's definitely not going to jump over Leonard, not going to jump over Rojo. But I think at the end of the day, basically this really relegates him to cleanup duties and special teams duties more than anything else, more than maybe it was going to originally. If he came out and had a really good game, perhaps it gives Byron Leftwich, it gives the coaching staff a little bit of a reason to kind of think maybe there are matchups where we can use Keyshawn a little bit more. I think this kind of shows that Keyshawn, as much as he has developed most likely over, you know, the course of the last, you know, season and then this preseason training camp, offseason program, all that stuff, still a lot of room to grow there for the former Vanderbilt running back, third-round draft pick of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And that, guys, is going to wrap this immediate analysis. Again, Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeating the Houston Texans 23-16 in their final preseason game. We've been here to do that thanks to our friends over at Built Bar. With so many delicious flavors, there's something for everyone. If you don't know all the flavors, you're definitely missing out. My favorite flavor of the standard available flavors are the strawberry bars or the mint brownie. If you don't know which ones you like, you can get yourself a mix box. Get two of all nine flavors. Try them out. Figure out which ones you like. Built Bars are amazing tasting. They're like candy bars, but they're healthy for you as well. 17 to 18 grams of protein in these bars with calories ranging from 130 to 180. With just 4 to 5 grams of sugar, only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. All of them are amazing flavors. Go to built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. Again, this promo code LOCKED15 at built.com for 15% off. That's going to do it for today's episode. If you have questions, if you have takes about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers preseason, this game, whatever it is, send them to LockedOnBucksPodcast@gmail.com or call in 813-444-5841. Leave us a voicemail and you'll hear your voice on the Locked On Bucks podcast. James and I will be back on Monday for a deeper reaction to this game. If you have your reactions, obviously we want to hear from you as well. Until we speak again, if you're out and about, please be safe, be kind to one another, and thank you for joining me right here at Locked On Bucks.